This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, we've been having a chat about your lost and found stories. Lee in St Andrews, you've got a lost watch story.
So I got a beautiful Pierre Cardin watch for my 18th birthday from my parents, and I absolutely loved it. And when I was pregnant with my first son around 27, it disappeared, and I was so upset because, you know, it was a beautiful watch. I really loved it. But time goes on. 3 kids later, and I was defrosting the freezer. My daughter was about 10, I think, and she hadn't even been born when I lost it, and there it was in the freezer. So we, I'd had nesting instincts when I was having my first son and had defrosted the freezer and hadn't gotten around to doing it again for all that time.
Wow. That's incredible. It's still working. Good morning, Jody.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, this is a story about your granddad.
Yes. Granddad lived down the south coast, and he used to love fishing, and he went every day. One day, he was fishing, and he got a big fish on the line, but the fish took the whole rod and reel, everything, into the ocean.
Yeah.
So, and then he went out again the next day with a new rod, caught another big fish, but it was the same fish with the rod and reel all attached. So we got it back again.
That's so good. Yeah. What are the odds of catching the same fish again?
Oh, I don't know.
And still having the rod in its mouth. That's incredible. Ruler, good morning.
Hi, Sam. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. You've got an overseas tale of lost and found.
I do. We had a couple of friends get engaged in December in Lebanon, which was obviously winter, snow.
Mm-hmm.
And they went out to, you know, celebrate with some friends in the snow. They were playing around and, you know, enjoying the time. All of a sudden, the bride-to-be looked at her hands and her engagement ring got lost in the snow.
Oh,
and the amazing thing that happened is they were actually getting married 6 months later in the summer. So the week of their wedding, they were doing their pre-wedding photos, and obviously through the summer heat, the snow obviously melts, and they were in the village, just one village under where they were playing in the snow, and they looked up in this tree, something was shining, and her engagement ring actually melted with the snow down and sat in the tree, and that's where they were doing their pre-wedding photos. The week before the wedding, she found her engagement ring sitting in the tree.
That is an incredible find. And had been taken by, you know, a bowerbird or anyone else. That is so amazing.
And the way we knew it was her ring is because it had it engraved inside, so we knew it was her ring.
Katrina in Edmondson Park, have you got a lost and found story?
My husband was returning from a trip overseas and had a large, very large suitcase, and he was really tired. The train came in at 11 p.m. and when I picked him up from the train station, I said to him, "Where's your suitcase?" And he just stood there and looked at me and said, "Oh, no." And the suitcase was left on the train.
No, and the train had departed?
Of course, voluntarily.
Yeah.
So we spent several hours going from station to station that the train might have gone to. From he was at a junction where it got off and couldn't find it anywhere. He lodged a lost and found lost report for it. We called weekly to the number that you call for Sydney trains, still couldn't find it. 3 months later, he got a phone call from a train station just one stop from where he got off, and the suitcase had been sitting there the whole time.
It was just there, just waiting there for someone.
Yeah, what was worse is the suitcase with the thousands of dollars worth of equipment in it was unlocked.
Oh.
And no one had opened it in that whole time, but it was still unlocked, which is worse because all the stuff was in it. But they found something with his number on it and called him.
Wow. That's amazing. Yep. And one had touched it that whole time.
No, just been sitting there the whole time. It was a very large suitcase, so they would have had to be moving it around, I'm sure. But thank you, Sydney Trains, because we did get all that stuff back.
Libby, good morning to you.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Your story sounds a bit frightening, really.
Quite a few years ago now, I was pulling into the Woolworths car park in Neutral Bay.
Mm.
And as I was just sort of parking, straightening up, this little hand came in the back seat of my car and grabbed my handbag. And anyway, cut a long story short, about a week later, this guy rang me up and he said, "You won't know who I am, but I found your business card in a handbag that I found outside my house in Crown Street." And I said, oh, okay. And he said, can I come over and return the bag to you? And I said, thanks. That's great. So anyway, he did. And then inside the bag was this random address book, which wasn't mine. So I thought, this is weird. So I started ringing the numbers, just ringing numbers in the address book to try and return it to the person. And after a few calls, I got onto this girl and she said, oh, my goodness. She said, my best friend's mother got carjacked in Woollahra the other day, and that's her address book.
Right. Did it help to catch the criminal who did all this at all?
Well, it did. They caught him in a stolen car out at the airport about a month later.
Thank you so much for sharing that story. You have a good day.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.